Hello and welcome to March's first Diz After Dark episode. I'm filling in for P-Dabs. He's currently got chronic diarrhea, I believe. However, joining me tonight is Sinead.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all good. Long time no chat.
Long time no chat indeed. And Mr. I can't remember who you are, Mr. D.
Hi there. I struggle myself sometimes.
Oh, tell me about it. Brain fog is real, isn't it?
It's a real thing, yeah.
Yeah, I
Definitely.
think I'm going through the menopause, I think.
Hot flushes.
Testosterone levels are getting really low. So yeah, on this Diz After Dark, Sinead is going on her holidays.
I am indeed very soon in about a week and a half.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And you're going somewhere I've always wanted to go and whatnot.
I am indeed. I wasn't
But
aware
we'll,
of that,
but we'll talk about that in a minute. We'll keep you hanging. What's everyone drinking, Sinead? What are you on?
I indeed. I just have water.
Oh, mate, same teas.
Yeah, I had a cup of tea earlier with some
Oh.
leftover birthday cake because it was himself's birthday on Friday, and
Oh.
yeah, so now I just have a bit of water.
How old was he?
35.
Oh, I wish I was 35. Oh,
Same.
the youth is wasted on the young. What
That's
are
so
you
true.
drinking, Mr. D? What are you on? Come on, bring
I've
us
got a
home.
bottle of, I've got a bottle of Thistley Cross, which
Ooh.
is Scottish elderflower cider.
Ooh,
Somebody
sounds a
gave
little
it for
fancy.
my Christmas, I think. So there we go. I bought it was my daughter's birthday last weekend, so we got a load of stuff, and I got a load of limes, and I was gonna make a margarita tonight because I had loads of limes left over,
Nice.
but I just couldn't be asked. So
Fair.
I found this in the fridge. It was too much hassle.
Yeah.
So lot of cleanup after it.
yeah.
Study.
Oh, that's quite nice actually.
Is it? Have you only got the
Yeah.
one bottle?
I've only got the one bottle. Yeah, but it's quite nice. Scottish
Sound.
cider, elderflower, there's a thing.
Yeah, I'm all down with that, mate. Although the cider, it gets on my chest a little bit when I have the cider, apple cider especially.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in all the other ciders. I think they're fake.
Well, like the flavoured ones.
Yeah, they burn my head out. That
Yeah.
summer fruit is just like Ribena, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of
Yeah.
the summer fruits one.
Nah.
Oh,
Not my
12 pints
favourite.
in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like a blood orange cider. Ooh.
Yeah. And there's a kiwi. Is it kiwi and lime? That's
Oh,
quite
yeah,
nice.
the Old Mute one. Those ones are really
Yeah,
nice.
that's the Old Mutt one. Yeah. I quite like
They're
that.
really good.
Yeah. Here we go.
Excellent.
Cheers.
There you go. Ciders after dark.
Oh, yeah. Or tap water after dark. Nom nom nom.
Yeah.
And my water, I'm in the UK, so mine's got little jobbies floating in it. Fergal Shark, he's kicking off left, right, and centre. Cheers.
Some
Right, so
people don't
before.
know what that means, but I think we'll just leave them
Well,
hanging.
the
Let
yeah,
people
yeah.
Google it.
Yeah. Tories, etc., etc. So, have you got any news before we dive into Sinead and a
Yeah,
holiday?
a little bit, and then maybe there's a bit of room for discussion around it as well. So Disney World have announced. So first thing is they're putting up their 2025 hotel reservations early this year. But also they're offering, if you've got a hotel reservation. And it can be room only or a package, so with tickets, etc. Then you get a complimentary 1 day water park, but it's valid for your check-in day. And it can be either Blizzard Beach or Typhoon Lagoon.
Too complicated.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, and it's on your check-in day as well, so it's kind of weird. It's also valid for DVC members who are using points, so they would get it as well. But the interesting thing, so it's like something and nothing really to me. If this is their big plan for combating Epic Universe, I don't think it's anywhere near enough. But it and it just makes things even more complicated because it's not like you're getting a ticket to use any time during your holiday. You've got to then think about, all right, what time are we getting there? Oh, right, we've got to get to a water park, and it just makes the whole thing a bit stressy, really.
So
But
wait, is it only valid on your check-in day?
yeah, only on your check-in day. Right.
This
So
must be
for
for Americans only then.
well, I think it is for two reasons, really. One is if you're coming from the UK, that isn't a big deal, is it? And you aren't going to bust a gut to get to a water park. But also,
Well, they're included
more
in your
relevant,
14-day ticket anyway.
exactly. And they're included for the whole duration. Whereas in America, obviously, you buy a base ticket and then you add on park hopping and you add on water parks and things like that. So it's a, I guess if you would only go to a water park once on a trip, you might think, oh great, I'm getting that for free. So if you're an American and you're going to go for 5 days and you can get there relatively early, then yeah, okay, it's a nice to have, but I don't see it being a
Shit.
really big showstopper.
It's literally shit.
However, there was one other thing that was packaged with it that is quite interesting. And so the current cancellation policy is you have to cancel within or more than 5 days of your check-in date, right? However, they've changed it to 8, going forward. And the speculation is, well, there have been rumors about Genie Plus. They're going to revamp Genie Plus and they're going to do various things. And nobody really knows what they're going to do with Genie Plus. But one of the things that's been quite heavily rumored is that if you are an on-site guest, you will be able to book your Genie Pluses 7 days in advance. And if you're an off-site guest, you will be able to book them probably about 3 days in advance is kind of the rumor.
Right.
This would align with that, right? Because this would kind of support that, because what they don't want you doing is booking all your Genie Pluses. So if you could book Genie Pluses 7 days in advance, but you can cancel 5 days in advance, then you can book your Genie Pluses and then cancel your hotel reservation without penalty. So this stops that, right? If you're going to cancel, you've got to cancel before your Genie Plus window opens up. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Don't know when they're going to announce changes to Genie Plus, but it does seem to support that. And I've certainly seen some stuff online today and where other people are commenting similarly. And I think that would be quite a big incentive. But one of the big complaints about Genie Plus is that you can only book them like on the day. You've got to get up early and
Yeah, it's awful.
So it's kind of back to FastPass Plus, but it's paid for FastPass Plus. And hey, why Disney didn't just say, hey, we're going to charge for FastPass Plus and be done with it. But they obviously feel like they've got to reinvent everything, especially when they're going to start charging for it and call it something else. But really, that's where we're going to end up, it looks like. I mean, FastPass Plus was 60 days in advance if you were on site, and 30 if you weren't. But it'll be
And
interesting to see how it works.
I won't lie, I can't remember from when I was there in October, but like, can you pre-purchase Genie Plus? Or I thought you had to buy it on the day.
Yeah, they changed that. So it used to be
Oh, okay.
you could pre-purchase it. In fact, when it first came out, you could buy it for your length of stay, and then they changed that, and you could only buy it like a day at a time, but you could buy it in advance, and then they changed that
Okay.
again, and you had to buy it on the day. So you could buy it from midnight. So you've either got to stay up until midnight and buy it, or what we did was we just got 5 minutes earlier than you could book the first Genie
Right.
Plus, because literally you could just buy it in a couple of settings on the app and then go straight in and book your first Genie Plus. So it was all kind of on the day though,
Right.
which makes it a pain in the arse. So And it's part of this whole complexity around having to book park reservations, and then you've got to get up in the morning and book your Genie Plus, and it's quite stressy. And so it seems like they're at least taking some of that on board, because obviously the park reservation system, it has more or less gone away. It's gone away from most ticket types. It's still a bit too complicated, really. I don't know why they don't just scrap it. I can't believe they're getting any benefit from it now. So just scrap the whole park reservation system and make it simple again. But this would be another step back towards kind of pre-COVID, where you could pre-book your Genie Pluses, or at least some of them. I'm guessing you'll be limited. I don't know whether you could book your first one or two or three. I would imagine that they
Might
want.
be Lightning Lane. They might not like let you get a Lightning Lane and a Genie Plus maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean that, you could pre-book your Lightning Lane, on the, well, sorry, no pre-book, but you could book it on the day, and that was, I think that is the same for whether you're a resort guest or not. If you book an individual attraction selection or Lightning Lane, you can do that from seven, but if you were an on-site guest, you could book your first Genie Plus from seven, whereas if you were off-site, you couldn't book it until you were in the park,
Right.
and the park was open. But it'll be interesting because there is a different dynamic now. When it was Genie Plus, sorry, when it was FastPass Plus, it was free, so you could book 60 days in advance if you were an on-site guest, and you could book three at a time, or three per day. But there were different tiers, so you could book like one, like Space Mountain, and then I don't know, Dumbo or something else. It'll be interesting to see how this one works, because obviously they still want off-site and on-site guests to pay the money for Genie Plus. So I don't know how many you're going to be able to book. Maybe it's just your first one, or I'm not sure, but yeah, I guess more to come, but it's a step towards a revamped Genie Plus, maybe. That's what the rumors seem to imply, and that's what things seem to be pointing towards.
Which would be good, because I mean, it's a lot of stress to put on someone at 7 o'clock in the morning to try to figure out
Yeah, exactly.
all of that. The last thing you
Awful.
want.
Yeah. I mean, I will say that if you know the system, just like with FastPass Plus, you can work the system reasonably easily, but it is a lot more complicated than Universal for sure. But then I think there's a reason for that, I think it's demand based.
Yeah, probably. Well, have you got any other news?
Not a lot. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff going on around these activist investors, and I saw that Walt and Roy Oh's nieces and nephews did a public letter to the board, basically encouraging the board to support Bob Iger. I think they're concerned that if the wrong people get in the right positions, then they could potentially break up the company. So that was kind of interesting to see that. And then it sort of made me think about, yeah, imagine that happened, because like the parks leverage the movies and the TV, massively. So any kind of breakup of the company would be a big deal, really, for the parks, and well, for all of it, but particularly for the parks. So interesting to see that. Hopefully that has the desired effect. I don't think, as a Disney fan, anybody wants to see the company being sold off and broken up.
I mean, you can buy
No.
Disney. There's not that many people out there that can. Who's going
Well,
to buy them?
pieces and parts, though,
Yeah, but
if they sold off,
short termism, though,
separated,
innit?
it is, yeah. It's people who don't really care about, like us, we're fans, so we care about, what happens in the parks. And if you're just in it for the money, and you can sell off the studios, the movie business for a lot more money, and make some quick money that way, and then sell off the parts to somebody else, then potentially you can make a quick buck. But what gets left at the end of it, though, just fragments, really. But so hopefully that doesn't happen. But interesting to see the descendants of Walt and Roy kind of weighing in on that and supporting Iger. Nice to see.
You just need to spend the way out of it. Just spend more money, open a fifth gate, buy some more boats. Just
Well,
keep
yeah, I
spending.
mean, sort Disney Plus, I think, which is what they're trying to do, but that's the big bleeder, isn't it? That's where the money's been hemorrhaging. Is Disney Plus. But I think they're hopeful that some of the moves they've made with Hulu and things like that will get at least get it to break even.
Well, eventually it's going to sort itself out, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's just,
One way or another, yeah.
yeah.
The whole
It
thing's a
is.
bloodbath, or will be a bloodbath, I think, between the various streaming services. But it's a bit like the old video store wars when you had all these different companies competing, and in the end, there was really only Blockbuster and a few bits and pieces, weren't there? But
Video City 2000 we had.
yeah, I mean, there was a few. I can't remember all the names now, but there was a few. There was lots of independents initially, and then it consolidated to a couple of big chains, and then it was kind of like Blockbuster and a few odds and sods then. And
Yeah.
then people just stopped renting DVDs.
Bad times. Sell Disney off. Shut it all down. That's what I say. Anyway, P Dabs has joined us.
Evening all.
How are you, mate?
Hello.
All right. Busy, busy being a dad, unfortunately.
Kids, who'd have them? Pesky kids. I'm
Yep.
thinking about trading mine in and getting a dog.
Well, at least the dog doesn't talk back.
Exactly. Exactly. Do you want to take over hosting P Dabs?
I don't mind. You carry on.
Oh, I'm
More than happy
awful
to.
at it, mate. I'm awful.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I'm all universal, mate. What are you drinking?
I'm not. I literally haven't had a chance to get anything.
Oh, well, three quarters of us are on water. Well, two thirds of us are on water. Pathetic. The worst is After Dark episode ever. We're all just sober. It's awful.
Speak
We're
for yourself.
just getting old. That's what it is.
Yeah. Is any more bits of news before we move on to Sinead's bit?
I didn't really have a lot, no.
No,
That was it for me.
sound. So come on, Sinead. Tell us where you go. Put us all out of our misery, will you?
We're going to Hong Kong Disneyland.
What boss is that?
Very excited. We're going over to see some family in Melbourne, Australia, and wanted to do something on the way back, and decided that Hong Kong Disneyland would be the destination this time because we booked fairly
Wow.
last minute and would not have had enough time to plan and get everything organized for Japan. So, yeah, we're doing Hong Kong Disneyland in not maybe like 2 3 weeks now. We'll be there, which is insane.
Fantastic. So how long is your whole trip then, Sinead?
So it's 2 weeks total, which is a lot for how far we're going. So we leave on like a Thursday. We get to Melbourne on the Friday. We're there until the following Sunday. And then we fly to Hong Kong. And we've got like a day in the resort and then 2 days in the park. And then we fly home on the Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
Lovely. That
Yeah.
is boss. So
Yeah.
how does one go about booking?
I just did what I would do for any trip and went on to the Hong Kong Disneyland website and I just booked direct with them. I have seen there's an app or a website, I'm not sure which, called Klook that seems to be used a lot in the Asian theme parks.
Yeah, weirdly, we were watching a video from guy that we've had on the show before, TDR Explorer, and he said exactly the same thing.
Strangely enough, by an odd coincidence, I just bought his two updated guidebooks today.
Yeah, and he said the same because we were watching some Japanese stuff, and he said sometimes credit cards will not work in Japan. So he said this is the way around it, is to use them. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So Klook seems to have some good offerings. It's a trusted partner with Disney and whatnot, especially for tickets. But we wanted to stay at Disney, so we just booked via Disney Direct. So we're staying in the Explorers Lodge Hotel, which is kind of like Animal Kingdom meets Wilderness Lodge.
Ooh.
Somewhere in between that is what Explorers Lodge is like. It's kind of like their mid-tier. They're all pretty much in and around the same price. But it's like their mid-tier hotel. So we're there for 3 nights and we're staying in a standard room. And then we've got 2 days worth of park tickets as well. The ticket situation for Hong Kong is a little bit confusing because there's different like tiers of tickets, or you can just buy a 2-day park ticket that just gives you access to everything. So
yeah, there's some very strange ideas out there. Universal Studios in Japan, you can buy a day and a half ticket.
It's so strange. It's really strange. So we're looking at all the different tiers, but we knew we wanted to go multiple days, so we just opted for a 2-day ticket. They are still doing park reservations, and you have to have park reservations to get into the park, even if you're staying in the hotel, which I found very confusing because I booked everything online, received my confirmation, that was great, and then kept seeing everyone on the website, you have to have your park reservation. I have, and still have, zero information about my park tickets, other than the fact that I bought them. I don't have them in my app or anything like that. So it got to the stage where I had to email them to find out what the story was. So basically, when we check in, they will set us up for the 2 days that we want to be in the park. I guess they just set it aside for however many guests are staying in the hotel. But was a little bit confused about that when we initially booked. Price-wise, it's fairly similar-ish to like DLP. In pricing, like the hotel rooms are expensive. For the 3 nights and the 2-day park tickets, it was 7,064 Hong Kong dollars, which works out at about 830 euro. So if you're staying in like Marvel or Newport Bay, similar pricing for those in Disneyland Paris. One of the things that I find really strange, you do not get early access if you're a hotel guest.
No.
But they sell it as an extra. Which I can only imagine at some stage is going to come into effect in some of the other parks. So we have done this for one of the park days. It came really highly recommended, especially to get to the new Frozen World. So it worked out at, it was 199 Hong Kong dollars per person, which is about 23 euro. And that gets you in an hour before the park opens.
Not bad, to be fair.
I didn't think it was terrible. So I was like, for the sake of it, who knows if I'll ever be back here again. I would rather have that bit of extra time where it'll be a bit quieter on Main Street, can get a couple more castle photos because they have the newly refurbed castle and whatnot.
Yeah.
And get to go back and do the rides in Frozen. But yeah, the park opening times also change every day, and you don't find out until the night before exactly what time it opens at. It can open at 8, it can open at 9, it can open at 9:30.
Weird.
Changes.
Yeah. And they've also got a habit of opening the gates about an hour before the official opening time as well in Asia.
Yeah. So we'll get to figure all that out. That's going to be fun. One thing that you can also get there, we haven't booked this just because we're going midweek where it's generally a lot quieter and we've paid to do the early access thing, but they do have premier access there. You can buy like bundled ones. So there's one where you get like the 8 top attractions, excluding Frozen, because obviously. And that's $529 Hong Kong or €63 per person.
That seems pretty
good. It's not bad.
That's not bad again.
It's not bad. Now, you don't get on the Frozen attractions, as I said, but you do get on, hold up a list, where is it? Grizzly, Mountain Runaway Car, Ant-Man and Wasp, Nano Battle, Mystic Manor, Iron Man Experience, It's a Small World, Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, Hyperspace Mountain, and Mickey's PhilharMagic. So you get priority access for all of those. Or the kind of like premium version of it is you get those 8 attractions plus 2 of the shows, which I think are the Mickey and the Wondrous Book or the Festival of the Lion King, and priority viewing for the fireworks as well. And that's €94, give or take.
That each again, or for the 2, yeah. That's
each.
Yeah. So even that, because it's just buying your time, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. So we haven't bought that for the first day. If we're like struggling halfway through the day, maybe we'll get it, or maybe we'll get it for the second day. But haven't booked it so far. I've been keeping an eye on the wait times, and most of like the Mondays and Tuesdays, which are the days we're going to be in the park, the wait times, the highest I've seen it has been like about 40 minutes, which is not bad by any stretch of the imagination. So
it's not bad at all.
But there is the option for that. What else? Restaurants, we have a few booked / in mind. So we've booked World of Colour for the day that we arrive. We get into Hong Kong at about 3 o'clock. Everything I've seen online is that it's really easy to get a taxi from the airport to the hotel. I think it takes about 15 minutes. So happy days with that. But we're just going to chill in the hotel that day. So we've booked the World of Colour restaurant in the Explorer's Lodge, which by the looks of it just has an endless menu. It's a bit like a Cheesecake Factory. It's got cuisine from everywhere and anywhere you could think of, but they had a lot of really nice vegetarian options. So we've booked that. We're planning to do a character breakfast in the hotel on our first morning. You can't pre-book it. You just show up, which is just so alien to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's called the Dragon Wind. You definitely get to meet, I think, Mickey and Minnie in their explorer outfits. I don't know if there's any other characters there. I've seen some posts where people had like 6 characters. I've seen some where people have just had Mickey and Minnie. So it seems to just depend on the day. So, who knows?
That's looking at €37.
Yeah. About €37 per person for a breakfast buffet, which I don't think is bad.
That is. I mean, you wouldn't eat again, would you? You'd be rolled out.
Yeah, that's the idea, that we'll have that in the morning. And then we're looking at doing a buffet that comes with a fireworks viewing in the evening, and then maybe just pick up a few snacks in between if we get peckish. But I like, for most Disney parks, there are many a planning group on Facebook. And I'd asked, like, how do I book this character breakfast? How do I do this? And everyone was like, oh, you just don't book it. You just show up. Wow. If you show up at this time, there's generally not a wait. If you show up a little bit later, you might have to wait like 20 minutes to half an hour. It's just the way it is. And coming from like my last trip being Disney World, where you can book everything, it's really strange.
It sounds like, you know, you're going to get in though. I mean, I guess if you're always going to get in, then they don't need a booking system.
Yeah.
They only really need a booking system when it's like they can't, you know, the demand outstrips their capacity, right?
I think you've got to look at it that Hong Kong is probably the quietest of the parks.
Yeah, like it doesn't even open 7 days a week. It's closed every Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember, I don't know if you guys do remember, but right back at the beginning, Mr. Boniface was there. I'm sure.
Vaguely.
Yeah, because I remember him talking about Mystic Manor. I'm sure he was. We had somebody on that talked about Mystic Manor. I'm sure it was Mr. Boniface.
Yeah, I'm sure it was as well, if I remember right. it was no one else, was it? Because none of us have done it, and Nick certainly hasn't. So it must have been Boniface.
Was that? Yeah, because I don't think it was a guest. I mean, we did have Chris on, but he was talking mainly about Tokyo. Although he, I don't know if you know Sinead, Chris from TDR Explorer, he was in Hong Kong, I think it was just before Christmas or just that Christmas.
Yeah, all his frozen vlogs I've seen. I've extensively studied them.
Right, good, okay.
Yeah, him. Yeah. And then there's also allears.net. They had a good few blogs about Hong Kong as well. So
they got invited out. But yeah, Chris, anything Asian park related, Chris is the go-to. We do need to get him on again because we were meant to have him on a few years ago. And at the time, obviously, his partner passed away, so he wasn't available. But we need to get him back on again. And he's only getting bigger all the time, his channels, getting more and more views because he goes to every park. We were actually watching the Universal ones.
Yeah.
That's what caught our eye was we were watching those the other day. Just because, well, you never know, is all I'll say at the moment. But we were just kind of trying to work out, because obviously that's a high-speed train journey between Disneyland and Universal. So we were just trying to work out whether it was worth it. Of course it's worth it.
Yeah.
But he's definitely the go-to.
Yeah. His vlogs have been really helpful. So the first day we're planning on doing the character breakfast. And then I intend on booking, there's a restaurant called the Explorers Club, which is right next to Mystic Manor. And they do a semi-buffet is what they refer to it. So it's basically your starter and your dessert are buffet style, and then you just choose an entree. But they have a package that you can get fireworks viewing. I think the day that we're there, the fireworks are either at 9 or 9:30. So anytime after 6:15, you can go in for your meal and then you get the priority viewing for the fireworks. I've seen a bunch of videos about this on like TikTok, and the viewing area that you get looks absolutely amazing. So that is €68 per person, or $558, which I don't think is bad at all.
Mm.
And my only issue with it is I still can't book it. You can book up to like the week before we go, but you can't. And I've been checking 4 weeks now, and the fact that we're in the month of March and I still can't book for the end of March is insane to me.
Which,
but just one of those little quirks and differences that you get with the different parks, I guess. And then the only other thing food-wise that we're definitely planning to do is go and get some of the food in the World of Frozen, because it looks amazing. Any of the vlogs that I've seen, people have tried, both me and my partner are vegetarian. The vegetarian like mushroom pasta, people have said it's some of the nicest food they've ever had, including, or even like outside of it being just a theme park. So very keen to try that out. So very excited.
Rides or attractions are you most excited for then, Sinead?
I'm very excited for Mystic Manor. I've heard nothing but amazing things about Mystic Manor. Like Phantom Manor, Haunted Mansion are my favorite rides in any of the Disney parks I've been to. So I'm very excited for Mystic Manor. I know it's very different to the general story you would expect from your Haunted Mansions and the such. So I'm very excited about that. I'm excited for Big Grizzly Mountain Runaway. Mine carries quite the name. It looks like Big Thunder Mountain mixed with a bit of Everest, which sounds like a bit of crack. Big fan of that. And I'm excited to see the Frozen rides. I know Frozen Ever After is the same as it is in Epcot. And by the looks of it, the Wandering Oaken's Sliding Sleighs is the same as Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. So.
Oh, that's not a bad thing, though, then, is it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it looks pretty fun. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see the new castle. Mm. It looks so beautiful. So I'm really excited to see that. And then they've got all of Duffy and his friends. So very keen to go and do that. I know that's one of the things you can do in the morning. They have like a Duffy's Playhouse or something like that, where you can go in and meet some of the Duffy and Friends characters. So that'll probably be what we do one of the mornings, because I think the queue for that gets a little bit insane from what I've seen online.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're probably what I'm most excited for. I'm intrigued to see what the Ant-Man and the Wasp nanobattle is like. I know it's just a skim of Buzz Lightyear, but I enjoy a little shooty game.
Yeah.
Definitely. So yeah. Looks like it's gonna be fun.
Good.
I've never watched a vlog from over there. And now I wanna watch a vlog from over there. So I'm gonna subscribe to TDR Explorer and get stuck in.
Yeah, it looks amazing. I'm really excited to get to see World of Frozen. It looks amazing. There's not many vloggers that I've been able to find that have covered Hong Kong Disneyland.
Yeah.
We've mentioned the ones I've been able to find. The new land just looks absolutely amazing. The attention to detail, the roaming characters, you can get your hair done in the style of Anna and Elsa. The food looks amazing. So yeah, I'm very excited to see what that land looks like, and then eventually see what it looks like when they put it into Paris as well. Whether it's the same or slightly different, I imagine it'll probably be slightly different.
A bit cheaper in Paris, no doubt.
I think it will be probably half the size.
Yeah, it's big.
Unfortunately.
It looks very big.
I think Tokyo's, the one they built is because it's part of a group, is going to be slightly smaller as well. But I think they've got a completely new ride that isn't anywhere else in Tokyo where they're building their Arendelle.
Fair.
But that's Tokyo. Tokyo always get completely new attractions, so it's nothing new.
Yeah, very true. Very true. But yeah, I mean, booking Hong Kong Disneyland was super easy. Their website is as easy to navigate as the Walt Disney World website. They generally, by the looks of it, have a bunch of offers on where you can get a certain amount of like park credit or something like that, or your room might be a little bit cheaper. So we had zero issues booking, had zero issues using our card or anything like that. Everything is in Hong Kong dollars. You can't like pay in euro or dollars or sterling or anything like that. So having one of the cards where you can put it into a different currency, we have a Revolut card, so using that was dead handy. But yeah, so far everything seems pretty straightforward. As I said, I've seen everyone online say that you can get like public transport to the hotel, but it takes, I think, at least half an hour or longer, whereas it's a 15-minute taxi ride. So that's what our plan is. And I believe the three hotels are all walkable to the park as well. So don't have to worry about any of that.
Do you need a 6'5" scouser to come with you?
You're more than welcome, Craig.
Oh, fantastic. I'll get me coat. Oh, I am well gel, I'll be honest with you, because it could be a once in a lifetime trip, couldn't it?
Yeah. To be fair, it probably will be, but yeah. I don't know. I could come back and be like, this is my new favorite Disney park. I'm never going anywhere else again. So who knows?
Oh, and you're going to come back on, aren't you, and tell us all about it?
Oh, yeah, of course. 100%.
Yeah. And I think you want to do some, you want to take Steve's job, aren't you? You want to send us loads of photos?
I will indeed.
You're not going to dress up like Duffy, are you?
No. Although I have seen you can get some really cute Duffy sunglasses, so I probably will buy those. The merch looks amazing.
Does it?
I'm very excited. Yeah.
What about spirit jerseys?
Haven't seen one. Haven't seen a single one posted. There's a shop on Instagram that seems to buy from all of the Asian parks, predominantly Hong Kong Disneyland. I get the vibe that that's where they're based. And I haven't seen a single spirit jersey be posted. So I don't know if they're a big thing over there.
And how much merchandise are you? Have you seen any merchandise that you simply just have to have type of thing?
Well, I know I want to get the ridiculous Duffy sunglasses because they are hilarious. And then I quite like, you can get, and I believe they have these in Japan as well. You buy like the headband for your ears, and then they have almost like Tsum Tsum versions of the characters that you can like slide onto the headband. I think you can put like three of them on a headband. So you can like swap out different characters and have different themes and stuff like that. So I'll probably get a pair of those because Why not? And I always have to get a magnet and a Christmas decoration when I go, so probably one of each of those.
Got to get a Christmas decoration.
Right. Yeah.
It's a must.
Yeah. I've actually got a Hong Kong Disneyland t-shirt in my collection. I was lucky enough. I got a Mystic Manor one that my friend bought me about 5 or 6 years ago.
Nice.
Nice. It glows in the dark.
Love it.
I had no idea that it did it until I wore it and it started glowing. But it's that there wasn't a lot of choice at this point, I don't think.
Right.
But it's got just the typical Disney characters on the front of it, like they're being scared.
Nice.
Oh, that's fun. So it's nice to have something in the collection, and I've got an Ant-Man and the Wasp pin as well, I think, when the ride opened. And he managed to get me. So
almost everything I wear is made in China. But that's a different story.
I mean, marrying off the news from earlier of Disney going under and like Sinead going over there, you could just bring out a Duffy film.
There you go.
Yeah, you're the one that's in it, they're going under. I just wanna say that. Never said they were going under.
But just bring out a Duffy film and sell it over there and they'll make all the money.
Genuinely. Like it's so wild seeing how popular the characters are over there, which I know is obviously where they came from an issue, but like I worked in the Disney store when they tried to bring Duffy over here and it just didn't land. It like people would come in and buy the like outfits and the like character costumes that were intended for Duffy, but they'd be buying them for their Build-A-Bear bears. Duffy the character just didn't land over here.
I'll never forget when they replaced Tigger in the bookshop on Main Street at Disneyland Paris with the giant Duffy in the glass case. That lasted for about 2 years and they put Tigger back.
You've gotta build some interest in the character. You can't just slap it in and expect to sell it.
We really tried in the stores anyways. We used to had the Duffy storybook. And there was a good few months where we used to do events and stuff. I think they've stopped doing them in the few stores that are still open. But every day was like Duffy story time. And that was the event where you'd read the Duffy storybook and it would pop up on the big screen and you'd like flip through the book via the iPad. It was like a whole thing. They really did try, but just didn't land, the poor thing.
No.
Well, I'm well jealous anyway, so... But I'm made up for you. I think it's lovely. Anything else? Anyone want any questions? Anything?
No, that sounds great. Yeah. Looking forward to hearing what you think of it when you get back. I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
Looking forward to seeing the pictures as well.
Yeah definitely. Yeah. I'm looking forward to, like, I want close ups of all the food.
I'll do my best. It will all be vegetarian. So
I don't mind a bit of that. But if you are passing a turkey leg, just like get a picture of it. You don't have to lick it. Don't lick the turkey leg. Just
get a picture. I will.
Right. Indeed. Thank you very much for joining us, then, Sinead.
Thanks for having me on.
Have a great time.
Yeah.
I will do my best.
Great time. Yeah. Oh, on everybody's bucket list is an Asian park trip, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Right, thank you. See you there in a couple of weeks, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Here we
go. Ayanora. Oh, no, that's Japanese, isn't it?
Do I just press? I can't remember.
Who is this superhero? Sarge? No. Rosemary, the telephone operator? No. Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
Could be! Hong Kong Pooey, number one super guy! Hong Kong Pooey, quicker than the human eye! He's got style, a groovy style, and a mob that just won't stop! When the joint gets rough, he's super tough, with a Hong Kong Pooey chop! Yeah! Hong Kong Pooey, number one super guy! Hong Kong Pooey, quicker than the human eye. Tick-a-chong, tick-a-chong, tick-a-chong.